In a world increasingly dominated by pseudoscience and superstition, Carl Sagan's The Demon-Haunted World stands as an intellectual lighthouse. Written as the Cold War ended, this remarkable work arrived at a pivotal moment when science seemed ascendant, yet pseudoscientific beliefs flourished in popular culture. While 95% of Americans remain scientifically illiterate, pseudoscience fills the void that poor science education creates. This ignorance becomes dangerous when citizens must make decisions about climate change, pollution, or technology without understanding underlying principles. How can we navigate these complex issues when even our elected officials rarely have scientific backgrounds? Science isn't merely beneficial, it's necessary for our survival. Without it, how could we address global population growth, develop efficient food production, or create medical advances that have dramatically increased human lifespan from 20, 30 years in pre-agricultural times to nearly 80 today? Science doesn't claim to understand everything. In a universe billions of light years across and billions of years old, mysteries will always remain. The scientific mindset balances imagination with discipline, inviting us to consider facts even when they contradict our preconceptions. It maintains alternative hypotheses while applying rigorous skepticism to both new ideas and established wisdom. Science's power comes from its built-in error correction mechanism. Every time we test ideas against reality, we're doing science. When we're uncritical, we slide into pseudoscience. One great commandment of science is mistrust arguments from authority. Authorities must prove their contentions like everyone else. Science reveals how the world is, not how we wish it to be, requiring mental restructuring that may not be immediately satisfying. Yet when we overcome this barrier and understand science, we feel deep satisfaction, especially children born with natural curiosity. When we look at the moon, our pattern-seeking minds transform random markings into familiar shapes, the man in the moon being most common. Different cultures perceive different images, a weaving woman, an elephant, a rabbit. This pattern recognition tendency, evolutionarily hardwired, sometimes creates false perceptions. The most notable example was the Martian canals, reported in 1877. Astronomers worldwide mapped hundreds of straight lines across Mars, suggesting an advanced civilization. When spacecraft finally mapped Mars in detail, no canals existed. They were merely illusions created by human vision struggling through Earth's atmosphere. This tendency extends beyond Mars. Geologists found a Stalin-like portrait in Venus's radar imagery. Uranus's moon Ariel seems to show Bugs Bunny. On Mars, in Cydonia, lies a kilometer-wide formation resembling a face that some enthusiasts declared a monumental sculpture, suggesting Martian civilizations and NASA cover-ups. In reality, finding one face-like mesa in 150 million square kilometers isn't surprising, especially given our innate face recognition abilities. Millions claim extraterrestrial encounters with remarkably consistent features, sleep paralysis, small gray beings, reproductive examinations, and missing time. A 1992 poll suggested 2% of Americans have been abducted, potentially over 100 million people worldwide. This raises logical questions about why advanced interstellar travelers would use primitive medical procedures rather than simpler methods like cell cloning. Sleep paralysis explains many abduction accounts. This common condition between wakefulness and sleep causes immobility, anxiety, breathing difficulty, and vivid hallucinations, often featuring strange beings and sexual elements. Temporal lobe epilepsy produces similar hyperrealistic hallucinations. Notably, the content of these experiences evolves with cultural knowledge. When Mars was considered habitable, visitors came from Mars. After this was disproven, aliens conveniently arrived from elsewhere. Medieval beliefs featured powers of the air, demons, who descended from the sky for sexual encounters with humans. These incubi, male, and succubi, female, were perceived as weights on sleepers' chests. Nightmare originally referred to this demon, mare meant incubus. Thomas Aquinas described demons collecting human semen for reproductive purposes. These medieval accounts share remarkable parallels with modern alien narratives. Non-human entities from the sky with telepathic abilities, wall-walking powers, and reproductive obsessions, just without spacecraft. Hallucinations are remarkably common. 10 to 25% of ordinary people experience vivid hallucinations at least once in their lifetime. Most of us recall childhood monsters that seemed absolutely real. Hypnosis blurs the line between imagination and memory, producing fantasies alongside true recollections that neither patient nor therapist can distinguish. Courts have banned hypnotic testimony, and medical authorities consider memories surfacing under hypnosis less reliable than normal recall. Memory proves highly malleable even without hypnosis. Subjects readily incorporate false information into their recollections with conviction. Children are especially vulnerable to suggestion, though adults remain susceptible too. Our memories aren't pristine recordings, but stories undergoing constant revision, with fragments stitched together on a fabric of our own making. Some alien abduction accounts may be disguised memories of sexual abuse, with the alien replacing a trusted abuser. The American Psychiatric Association acknowledges it's impossible to distinguish with complete accuracy between true memories and those from other sources. The Paul Ingram case demonstrates how recovered memories can destroy lives. Despite no physical evidence, suggestion convinced Ingram he had committed crimes he couldn't remember, resulting in a 20-year prison sentence. To navigate our information-saturated world, we need tools for skeptical thinking, methods to construct reasoned arguments and recognize fallacious ones. The Baloney Detection Kit includes requiring independent confirmation of facts, encouraging substantive debate among knowledgeable advocates, recognizing that arguments from authority carry little weight, developing multiple competing hypotheses, avoiding attachment to your own ideas, quantifying claims when possible, ensuring every link in an argument's chain works, applying Occam's razor to choose simpler explanations, and demanding falsifiability. Common logical fallacies include misunderstanding statistics, inconsistency, non sequitur fallacies, post hoc reasoning, meaningless questions, false dichotomies, short-term versus long-term thinking, confusing correlation with causation, straw man arguments, and suppressed evidence. At science's borders lurk appealing but unexamined ideas, from Earth being inside rather than outside a sphere, to levitation through meditation, to the concept of an immaterial soul. The burden of proof rests on those making extraordinary claims, yet proponents often consider skepticism a liability rather than essential to inquiry. Frederick Bailey, a slave in 1820s Maryland, discovered literacy's power when his master declared reading would spoil a slave and make him unfit for bondage. Despite this opposition, Bailey taught himself to read, eventually escaped, became Frederick Douglass, and emerged as a renowned orator and leader. Books revolutionized human knowledge by preserving information accurately across generations, allowing us to examine the past, understand different perspectives, and access humanity's greatest insights. Yet literacy remains inaccessible to many Americans today. Inadequate education and childhood neglect lead many to abandon reading efforts, while poverty creates additional barriers through malnutrition, which impairs cognitive development as the body prioritizes survival over learning. Douglass's journey exemplifies how knowledge liberates minds and transforms society. Like science, literacy offers freedom, not just for individuals, but for entire civilizations fighting ignorance and superstition. By questioning our deepest convictions while following evidence wherever it leads, we can fulfill the promise of both science and democracy, a world where truth matters, reason prevails over dogma, and understanding continues to dispel the shadows of our demon-haunted world.